Support for Blues Unlimited comes from the generosity of our listeners and from our Bandcamp subscribers. More information about our extensive archive of more than 170 programs, all available for instant download access, is on the web at bluesunlimited.bandcamp.com. Welcome to Blues Unlimited. On this episode of Blues Unlimited, a tribute to Pete Guitar Lewis.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me you was high class, but I can see through that. And daddy, I know you ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You just a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. Oh, play the thing more. Oh, listen to them old hound dog. Oh, I'm playing this all right up here. Now listen to that old hound dog hound. You made me weep and moan. You made me feel so blue. Yeah, you made me weep and moan. Cause you ain't looking for a woman. All you're looking is for. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, quit snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, quit snooping around my door.
And thanks to Big Mama Thornton for kicking off the show with her big hit, a tune you might have heard a few times, one called Hound Dog. Recorded in Los Angeles, August 1952, with Johnny Otis on the drums and Pete Lewis on guitar. Welcome to the show, it's Blues Unlimited, I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, your host, and today on the program, we'll be featuring the sizzling guitar work of Carl Pete Lewis. Not exactly a household name, he was born in Oklahoma and was discovered in Los Angeles in 1947 by Johnny Otis during a weekly talent show that was held at the Barrel House Club. Afterwards, he was hired by Otis to be his regular guitar player, a relationship that would last almost 10 years and find both of them cutting some of the most memorable and influential rhythm and blues of the late 1940s and early 50s. Another disciple of the great T-Bone Walker, Pete Lewis took electric guitar playing to a whole new level, and proved beyond a doubt that he was easily flexible and endlessly inventive, going from sophisticated jazzy runs to down home and gritty all in the space of one song, or on some occasions during the middle of a 12-bar solo. He was the perfect complement to Johnny Otis and his rockin' big band, and we'll be hearing some great examples of that on tonight's program. So, let's get right down to the music. Coming up just ahead, we'll hear a few 78s that Johnny Otis and Pete Lewis did for the Savoy label between 1947 and 1950, featuring Pete's initial appearance on record, a smokin' instrumental called Midnight in the Barrel House. That one's next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
Thank you.
Living okay.
Okay.
You said afraid that you do. There's no use my lying, 'cause you know I love you too. I don't care if the rain shines, just as long as I know you're mine. I'm living,
yes, living,
living okay.
Some hot stuff there from Pete Guitar Lewis with an instrumental called Headhunter. Big Jim McNeely on the tenor sax with Pete Lewis on guitar, recorded in Los Angeles for the Savoy label, December 1949. Before that, a tune called I'm Living OK, featuring the Robins with Bobby Nunn on lead vocal, Johnny Otis on the vibes, and Pete Lewis on guitar, recorded for Savoy early 1950 in Los Angeles. Just ahead of that, we heard one called Boogie Guitar, featuring the fretwork of Pete Lewis, along with two other guitar players, one of them probably Gene Phillips. From the very same recording session, an instrumental called Hangover Blues, again featuring Pete Lewis, along with Gene Phillips, who this time plays some tasty steel guitar. Both of those were cut for Savoy in Los Angeles, November 1949. Before that, we heard two show-stomping instrumentals that were really designed to feature the preeminent guitar talent of Pete Lewis. New Orleans Shuffle, recorded for Savoy in 1949, and Midnight in the Barrel House, recorded for Excelsior in 1947, the title of which, we can only assume, offers a little behind-the-scenes commentary on how Pete Lewis came to join up with Johnny Otis. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today in the program, raining spotlight on West Coast guitar legend Pete Lewis. Coming up just ahead, we'll be hearing a few sides that Johnny Otis and Pete Lewis cut for Regent behind singer Red Light and also Marilyn Scott. Closing up and kicking off this set will be a pair of instrumentals that were cut during a session for the Bahari Brothers in August 1949. We'll hear one called Good Old Blues. That one's coming your way right here on Blues Unlimited.
Thank you. he thought he could fly. He flew right down, he knocked a hole in his head. Everybody thought the old cat was dead. The first thing he said when his sisters come back, put more beer in my beer glass. He had the beer bottle boogie for sure. The beer bottle boogie for sure. Everybody do it, beer bottle boogie now.
My brand is 20 grand, 'cause it's the man's brand.
Early this morning, when the sun began to rise. Early this morning, when the sun began to rise. Began to roll and tumble. I just couldn't be satisfied. My baby's gone, left me. Maybe you'll know just how I feel.
Thank you. You may be big, big and stout, but I've got something that will knock you out. We're going to jump and shout tonight. Baby, take a tip from the little red hen. Come back, daddy, and try it again. Summer Texas Hop, Susie Q, but I just want to boogie with you. We're going to jump and shout tonight.
And a nice instrumental there from Johnny Otis and his orchestra with a tune called Thursday Night Blues. With the weekly talent shows at his Barrelhouse Club taking place every Thursday, it's another possible reference to how Pete Lewis met Johnny Otis. Unfortunately, we're not exactly sure who the horn section is here, but we certainly know the piano work of Devonya Williams when we hear it. Pete Lewis on guitar, recorded for Modern, August 1949. Before that, a vocalist who went by the nom de disc of Red Light, who served as both a stand-up comic and MC for Johnny Otis. His real name is Floyd Hollis, and was allegedly the brother of blues singer Jimmy Nelson. He cut the Little Red Hen for the Regent label, December 1949, in Los Angeles. Ahead of that, another hot instrumental with a tune called Freight Train Blues. Johnny Otis on the vibes, Devonya Williams on the keyboards, and Pete Lewis on guitar. Cut for the Regent label, probably in Chicago while they were touring in June 1950. Before that, we heard a pair of sides from gospel singer Marilyn Scott, with a couple of down-home rockers, Uneasy Blues, and Beer Bottle Boogie. To keep her sacred and secular world separate, she was known as Mary Deloach in the church, while recording a bluesy pair of sides for Regent in September 1950 with Johnny Otis and Pete Lewis. We started off with another instrumental that Johnny Otis and Pete Lewis cut for the Bahari Brothers, one called Good Old Blues. Why this brief recording date from the summer of 1949 never developed into a long-term relationship with Modern is a really good question. Afterwards, Otis moved over to the Savoy label, where he would record extensively during the next 2 years. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today in the program, we're paying tribute to Pete Lewis, who played guitar with Johnny Otis during the late 1940s and early 1950s. Coming up just ahead, a pair of sides featuring tenor saxophone legend Ben Webster and guitarist Pete Lewis, and before that, a few sides from vocalist Mel Walker. A former high school football star, he was called in to replace the Robins, who largely handled the vocal duties for Johnny Otis. He was hugely popular, and we'll hear him do a few tunes, starting with one called Feel Like Crying Again. That one's coming your way, right here on Blues Unlimited.
I feel like crying when my baby passes by. Well, I feel like crying when my baby passes by. Well, I've tried to please her, but I just can't satisfy. When the sky gets cloudy and the rain begins to fall, then I really miss my baby most of all. Feel like crying when my baby passes by. Well, I try to please her, but I just can't satisfy. We were rocking and rolling every night. Now I'm all alone and I'm singing the blues. She don't want me no more and I don't know what to do. Feel like crying when my baby passes by. Well, I tried to please her, but I just couldn't satisfy.
sunset to dawn. And I'm crying 'cause I'm by myself. From sunset to dawn. And I'm crying 'cause I'm by myself. The only girl I ever loved put me down for somebody else. Have you ever been through that lonesome? Yes, when things wasn't going right. Have you ever been blue and lonesome? Yes, when things wasn't going right. Feels like I'm living in my last hour. All through each long and sleepless
and oh, how it's killing me. guess it's time for me to go. Little mama, you know the candle's burning low. I guess it's time for me to go. Baby, you don't want my loving, and I don't want to live anymore. Little mama, I'm going down to the graveyard, gonna buy myself a fine tombstone. You know I'm going down to the graveyard, gonna buy myself a fine tombstone. I'd rather sleep out in the graveyard, baby, than sleep here all alone. I know you used to love me, but that was long ago. So death, come on and get me, the candle's burning low. I'm going down to the graveyard, gonna buy myself a fine tombstone. Little mama, I'd rather sleep out in the graveyard, baby, than sleep here all alone.
right. A pair of fabulous instrumentals there from tenor saxophone legend Ben Webster and guitarist extraordinaire Pete Lewis. Goomp Blues and One Nighter Blues both make up the sides of 178 cut for Mercury in December 1951. Webster was an alumni from Duke Ellington's band and supposedly roomed with Pete Lewis while they were both on the road with Johnny Otis. According to legend, they admired each other's playing, as witnessed by these two show-stopping sides. Ahead of that, we heard a few vocals by Johnny Otis' frontman, Mel Walker. The Candles Burning Low comes complete with that patented Pete Lewis sound from June 1952, while Feelin' Mighty Lonesome from October 1953 was cut with the Melba Liston Orchestra. Possibly due to contractual obligations, Johnny Otis does not appear, but almost everyone else does, including, of course, Pete Lewis on guitar. We started off with a pair of sides that Mel Walker cut for Savoy. Sunset to Dawn, which was a top 10 R&B hit in early 1952, and Feel Like Crying Again from 1951. Pete Lewis playing some hot guitar, along with Johnny Otis leading the band, and Mel Walker on the lead vocal. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today in the program, we're featuring yet another unsung guitar hero, this time Pete Lewis, who made his mark with Johnny Otis during the late 1940s and 1950s. Blues Unlimited, the radio show, is distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, on the web at prx.org. And we'll have a lot more great music for you coming up right after this break.